expectation for Jane Davis-Clark, JYNAEDAVIS-Clark, date of birth 7/7/2002, date of accident is 2025, February 27, 2025. Date of service is 3/18/2025. 3/18/2025. The patient is here, Jane Davis-Clark. She reports that she's suffering from issues of pain in the lower back across at the tune of 6 and pain in the left wrist, which is 8. And it has been related to the accident that she had on 2/27/2025. History of the accident is as follows. The patient reports on 2/27/2025, at 8:30 p.m. she was traveling as a front seat passenger and restrained, and was traveling on Gratiot and Connor. And according to her, other driver made a turn in front of their car and hitting them head-on collision. The impact was severe. She lost her consciousness for many minutes. She don't remember the other car. Their car was Chevy Malibu 2013. It was a hit-and-run accident, and police came at the scene, ambulance came at the scene. And patient went to St. John ER. Where she was there for 6 to 7 hours. X-rays were done, CT scans were done, and they were all negative for any fractures for the wrist or the back or brain. Regarding the damage, the car was completely total. The engine was broken, transmission was broken, bumper, hood, everything was broken, windshield was broken. However, inside the car, everything was okay, including headrest to seatbelt to dashboard. In the injury patient report, that she banged her left hand to the windshield while this impact was going on to the front, and the windshield has a cracked and hole into it due to the impact from her wrist. In addition, she also hit her left knee to the dashboard, and she started feeling pain in the lower back. History of presenting illness: patient suffering from headaches which are occupying the front, mild, off and on, not sensitive to the noise or light, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are none of them are reported. No dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no memory loss, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium, no loss of concentration, confusion, or disorientation, no nausea, vomiting, no spots in the vision or double vision or blurry vision, no ringing in the ear, no taste problem, smell problem. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the lower back, which is defined as 6 without any radiculopathy or radiation to the lower extremity. No pain in the middle back or neck is reported, and the headaches are also not very much. There is some pain in the left wrist. However, the x-ray that was done at the hospital was negative. It's putting an ACE bandage on it. These pains are several times a day, described as throbbing, sharp, and aching. There's 3 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 and 7 on a scale of ADLR affected 7. Modified factor for the pain: pain is worsened by bending and improved by lying down. And no numbness, tingling, pins, and needle are reported. No muscle weakness, no blood or bowel incontinence. The patient has X-rays and CT scan at the hospital at the time of accident was found to be negative. No other treatment has been given. Please review the records for system review. for surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and a personal history. And also the ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 22-year-old black female, obese, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Weight is 255, height is 5'5", blood pressure 153/85, pulse 84, pulse ox 100. She's alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain, faces are noticed, no anxiety or lethargy, she has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices or any intulture. Rest of the exam is from the template. Abdomen is protuberant due to the pregnancy and obesity. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination normal. Musculoskeletal examination is all normal. Please use the template to type the complete normal musculoskeletal examination. No muscle spasm, no tenderness, no physical findings are found. Normal range of motions, maneuvers are completely normal. SI joint is non-tender. Extremities are completely normal. Please use the template to type it. Except for the left hand and wrist, but it is found to be completely normal. No fracture dislocations are noticed in the wrist. Inhales and phalanx sign is negative. The reflexes are normal. No contusion, laceration, or any swelling are noticed. No tender spots are noticed. It's a general pain that she complains of. And an X-ray at the hospital was done, was found negative. And so no positive finding. Grip is good. Motor power is normal. Diagnosis. Following diagnoses are reported. Pregnancy. The patient is a first trimester pregnant. V8 9.2 XXT. CNSR 51. Pain in the right wrist area. M25.531. S 63.501. Lumbar spine M54.551.27 M54.42 S 33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from template. Treatment plan is from as follows. Is also from the template, of course. First is medications. No medications are prescribed since patient is pregnant. No narcotic and non-narcotic medication not prescribed. Physical therapy is ordered for the lower back and the left wrist 3 times a week with traction massage. Patients are deemed unable to work at this time. Household replacement and transportation has been checked out. Patient is advised to seek her own OBGYN for further help as well as her own primary care doctor. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records are being ordered, released, and once they are available, they will be reviewed. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Investigations, none. DMEs, none. DME patient was provided with a bed rest and a tense unit. Education is yes. The follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact list. Thank you.